U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton was in Northern Ireland today, where she urged the leaders of the Northern Ireland's power-sharing government to keep making their coalition work for the sake of lasting peace. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
In an address to the Northern Ireland Assembly, Clinton said they should take the next critical step in cooperation, running the police and justice system together as the best way to defeat Irish Republican Army dissidents still plotting bloodshed. Clinton committed the U.S. to helping further the Northern Ireland peace process and paid tribute to what has already been achieved.
There's no doubt in anyone's mind that Northern Ireland has come a long way. Old enemies are working together to build a stable, prosperous future. And I've seen firsthand how you have become a model for conflict resolution and reconciliation around the world. I hear that in my travels, people who are determined to choose peace and progress over violence and division look toward you. And I'm here today to send a strong message that the Obama administration and the United States are committed to supporting you as you continue your journey.
Clinton concluded the Northern Ireland part of her European tour with visits to the Belfast City Hall and nearby Queen's University. On Tuesday, Clinton is scheduled to meet Russian President Dmitry Medvedev in Moscow. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.
Clinton also responded to reports of missile launches by North Korea today, saying the United States will continue to work toward a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. She said the United States and its allies are trying to demonstrate to North Korea that the international community will not accept North Korea's continuing nuclear program.